USA Radio News.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule. Even if there were flexibility there, it would still be up to Congress because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad, and Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
U.S. troops are about to be deployed to the border with Mexico. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Around 5,000 active duty troops being given orders to deploy to the U.S.-Mexico border within the next few days. The troops will be preparing for the arrivals of Central American migrant caravans, one large one currently in southern Mexico, but still heading north towards the U.S. border. The troops' mission is to help Border Patrol agents secure the border as the caravan moves closer.
We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are in fact deploying with weapons.
That's U.S. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy of U.S. Northern Command. Those caravan members may not actually reach the border for another few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Whitey Bulger died today in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump and the First Lady went to Pittsburgh to express the support of the American people 3 days after a synagogue shooting. Now some, including the Pittsburgh mayor, have asked the president to stay away while the funerals are taking place and so that the families can grieve properly. Meanwhile, others have said the president is certainly welcome in Pittsburgh. Rabbi Jeremy Weisblatt was asked about President Trump visiting Pittsburgh.
So there's a beautiful saying in the Jewish tradition called, "These and these are the words of the ever-living God," because I don't think one issue... almost nothing is completely one-sided. And I think Mayor Bill Peduto and Rabbi Meyer said it right. On the one hand, I think we need to be focused on the grieving in our community. We have such limited resources at the moment because of this tragedy and situation that we need to be focused on the mourners, and now is the time to grieve. And yet at the same time, I am an American, and he is our president. And if he chooses to come here to be with us, I would hope as Rabbi Myers that he would be willing to engage in a conversation, not just for the sake of conversation, but a conversation for action after the time of grieving has passed, for how we unite as all Americans to make it a country truly of the people, by the people, and for the people, how we can all stand together. It is not time to be a political. It is a time to mourn. It is a time to grieve, and those in power who can have these conversations and do something, I would hope they'd be ready to engage in constructive civil dialogue to begin that process.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.